Ah, they finally fixed the microphone. How nice of them. Hello, everybody. It's the UFM show. We'll get started in just a few seconds. Let me get settled in here. Those guys, their show was pretty good. They took a little bit longer than I thought they would. So, you know what? We'll run a little bit longer. And boy, this movie sucks. This music sucks. Is this one thing about Kate that they need to change? It's the music. Because I'm getting sick of it.
Welcome to the UFM show right here on KUT Student Radio, Channel 66 in the dorms, KUT.org, and 1620 AM. Also available with a delayed broadcast on 99.9 FM on the east side of the campus. This is the UFM show, featuring discussions on the paranormal and anything else that we want to. With your host, Justin. To reach the UFM show, if you're east of the Wasatch, dial 801-585-3449. West of the Wasatch, 801-585-3449. Or drop us an email at marsam233@yahoo.com. That's marsam233@yahoo.com. All one word. This is the UFM show. Now, here's Justin.
Yes, it is me. I am Justin. Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a good evening out there. It's a Thursday night. It is the 7th of December. This is our final show of the year. So our topic tonight, appropriately, since it is the final show of the year, is predictions. We want to know what will happen next year. We want to know if the world's going to end, if it's not going to end, if President Bush, what's going to happen with him, the politics, any subject you can possibly think of. We want to know what your opinions are. And what we're going to be doing during this entire show is we're going to be keeping track of what these opinions are. We're going to be writing them down, and they're going to be posted on our new MySpace page, which is myspace.com/theUFM. That's myspace.com/theUFM. So you can send us a fast flash during the show. We'll read it live on air, what you think will happen next year. And our guest today is a predictions expert. His name is Alfonso Ribadochi, and he's going to be with us in a few minutes. We're going to be asking him a few questions about predictions and stuff. Interesting subject. I've always liked these shows. Art Bell, one of my favorite, one of my idols, and George Norrie, who hosts Coast to Coast AM, which is on an hour after this show gets over with here in Utah, has a prediction show every year. It's on Christmas, or it's on New Year's Eve, the day before. Yeah, New Year's Eve. And they always take a tally of what's going to happen next year. And since they have a super wide base, you know, they have such a wide reach of audience, they can get tons and tons of predictions. I'm hoping we get that tonight. And that's where you come in. When Alfonso gets done with his thing, the phone lines are going to be open for the entire rest of the show, so we want to hear your predictions on what's going to happen next year, and we're going to write these down, and you can keep track of them on our MySpace page, like I said, the UFM, myspace.com/theUFM, and I hope those flyers that we put out earlier this week actually helped. I know some of them actually here in the union had already got the little clippy things, so that's a good sign. Anyway, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with Alfonso Ribadochi, who is an expert on predictions. So stay tuned. This is KUT Student Radio's The UFM Show. People calling me about you. I can't help that KUT's website is under construction, so you're just going to have to find another way to listen. I'm sorry. But you can still I don't know why people are having trouble with it. We have our first caller. Beep. Whoa. Holy cow. Hold on a second. Hello there, caller?
Well, yeah, I'm your talk show guest. I'm Alfonso.
Hey, Alfonso, what's up?
Well, I know I was supposed to wait, but I had a prediction that I was supposed to call early. failure for some reason, so I don't know why. I had this weird feeling that if I didn't call earlier, I might not make it, so here I am.
See, what is wrong with this board? I keep getting bad feedback. I think I found the problem. Somebody left the audition button on those darn people. So there we go, that problem's fixed. So now when you take a phone call, that annoying sound won't be heard. So you had a premonition that you were going to call early?
Yeah, it was weird. I just felt like I had to call early before the commercial, so I don't know why, but I just did.
Well, I'm sorry, though. You're going to have to hang through the commercial. We do have to take it. But
okay. But
we'll be right back. I mean, these are short commercials. These aren't...
All right.
All right. So, we're going to take a commercial. Okay, this thing is not working tonight. This is great. Our equipment needs desperate repair. ASEU, you suck.
Overtime.com has dorky gifts you'll love. Hot naked chicks and stew singers and gifts for cats and dogs. Shaky camera moves, pixelated rhymes, orange lighting and stupid songs that make you want to cry. The big stew, overdone.com. Diamond rings, expensive things, and stuff for those you love.
Check out overdone.com right now.
Yes. Save you laugh. Sniff, say you laugh every day. Cheap, not cheap. Sniff, say you laugh every day.
Did you know now at your local neighborhood Smith's you can buy Valentine's Day items at extreme prices at your local neighborhood Smith's? It's just one more way that Smith's saves you less every day.
Smith's, low high price every day.
Visit your Smith's Marketplace today and check out our new DVDs on sale for only $39.99 every day.
Smith's, saves you less every day. Smith's.
KU 1620, Channel 66, KU.org, and DXFM 99.9.
Okay, we are back from commercials. And I just got a message during the commercial break that some people are having problems listening to the website. Can you hear the show fine, Alfonso?
Yeah, I can hear it fine on the website. I just went to KU.org and I clicked on the Listen Now button. I didn't have any trouble.
Okay, it must just be that my parents are computer illiterate.
Yeah, it might be.
So, okay. Anyway, it is nice to have you, Alfonso. Where, if you don't mind me asking, do you reside at this current moment?
Well, I currently reside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So.
Awesome. I was born in Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's grown a lot bigger.
I can imagine.
I imagine you were born there in the 80s or sometime.
Yeah, 84.
Yeah, so it's grown a lot bigger since you've been here.
Child of the 80s.
Yeah.
You're my child.
Okay.
Anyway, you're here to talk to us about predictions.
Yes, I am. I have been studying people's prophecies and the people who make the prophecies for a long time. For instance, the Mayans, they were pretty good at astronomy, and they had the... They actually have the most accurate calendar out of any calendar. It's more accurate than the Julius Caesar's calendar,
mm-hmm.
Which is based off of the Christianity.
Are you talking about the Gregorian calendar?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Julius Caesar had a lot to do with creating it based on Christianity. I've heard it called the Caesarian calendar, but...
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've heard it both ways as well, so...
Yes, it does. But the Mayan calendar has been the most accurate calendars, and some say that the Mayan calendar actually predicted the coming of the Europeans to the New World back in the 1500s, or 1400s and 1500s, especially Cortez and the downfall of Montezuma and the Aztec Empire.
So... We've heard a lot about, I don't know if our listeners have heard about this, but could you explain what's going to happen supposedly in 2012?
Well, a lot of people interpret the end of the Mayan calendar, which happens on December 21st, 2012, which happens to be the winter solstice. A lot of lot of people interpret that to be the end of the world because, well, that's the last, that's the end of the Mayan calendar. So, that's what they think. What they don't understand, and what many of them don't understand, is that the, like I said earlier, the Mayans were very good astronomers, and they noted the movement of the stars and the planets across the sky every night, and, you know, they kept really good records of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what they based their calendar on. Well, what happens on December 21st, 2012, is the sun happens to be in the line with the Milky Way, the band of the Milky Way you see in the sky at night.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun's going to reach the exact middle of the Milky Way, and this happens like very rarely in astronomical history. But that is what's going to happen. I believe it's on late. I'm not sure what time. I think it's like maybe 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Mountain Time or something like that. But you know, on December 21st, that's when the Mayan calendar ends. And that's the Mayan calendar. What happens is something ends and then something else begins. Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, I don't know if you've seen previews for it, but it's about the Mayan civilization. And at the beginning, he states that, you know, for a new beginning, there has to be an ending. So a lot of people, you know, see that as the Mayans' new beginning right there, or the Mayans. You know, they start over right there, but obviously that's not going to happen. The Mayans, well, there's still some Mayans that are in existence right now. They're not going to obviously take over the world, but I've heard some other interesting aspects about December 21st, 2012 as well. One of those is that electronics will go haywire. They'll go crazy and they'll start, like computers will start sparking, exploding, toasters will start jumping around, and things will just go out. And I've heard predictions like this. I don't know what they exactly base their future visions on, but some people have seen visions like this, and they associate that with December 21st, 2012.
Sounds a lot like what happened in Y2K. People thought the world was going to end.
Yeah, and I've always thought, even before Y2K, I thought it was a big hoax, and I think it turned out to be exactly what I thought it was. I think it was just a huge hoax in order to get people to buy a lot of stuff in order to boost the government economy. You know, it's kind of a conspiracy, but that's what I see in it.
Yeah. So, tell me about Nostradamus.
Well, Nostradamus was born in France, December 14th, 1503, and he was he grew up in the, his family was originally Jewish, but his father converted to Catholicism,
mm-hmm.
and so they became Catholic after that. As a young boy, he studied down in France. He went to different universities. One in Avignon.
What? Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Our phone connection's cutting out. Could you say that again?
Well, I'm getting a call from someone else, but I can't think.
Oh, okay.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you just fine.
But anyway, he was... He grew up there in southern France, and he wanted to attend the University of Avignon. And he was very interested in horticulture. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
I don't.
Horticulture is like the study of plants botany. And like horticulture is like, you know, you use that for agriculture, or you study like medicinal attributes of plants and spices and so forth. So he spent a lot of his younger years traveling around France looking for spices and trying to find out different ways to make medicines and stuff like that by using his interest in horticulture.
Hmm.
He was also, what motivated him to do this was the Black Plague was going around Europe at the same time. And he actually married later on in his life, and his wife and his two kids succumbed to the plague while he was away.
Yeah.
Some say that might have inspired him to become more of a visual because of all the trauma that he experienced losing his wife and his kids. But a year later, moved on and he became more of a recluse. He's still living in France. He still lives in France. And he bought a house and he married a rich widow. And it was then that he happened to take into more, or he became more interested in the occult. And he started writing an almanac. And some of the almanac would have like little predictions, like it's going to snow a lot next year, you could have a good harvest, and all that kind of stuff. Kind of like the almanac, the farmer's almanac you see every year.
Yeah.
Published. It's kind of the same kind of thing. And, well, after that, he started to prophesize more. He started to write these prophecies. And altogether, they've said he's had at least 6,400 prophecies around that buddy. But he, at the time, a lot of religious persecution that went on.
Yeah.
And he had to, you know, he had to disguise his text. So what he did was he did a combination of Greek and all the other Latin, Italian, and other kind of languages in order to disguise his text. And so that went by for a while, and then he started writing what are called quatrains. I don't know if you've heard of quatrains.
I don't know what those are. That sounds interesting, though.
Well, quatrains are is Nostradamus wrote four sentence paragraphs with really vague predictions to them. So one of them supposedly predicted the beginning of World War II, and it says, "And the Hister shall rise, and the Beast of Germany shall." I can't remember it for word.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, and the Beast of Germany shall cross the river Rhine and split it red, or whatever. And some people interpret that to be Hitler. However, you know, what happens with these quatrains is, you know, no one's ever come out and said one of these quatrains is going to happen in the future, and it actually happens. It always gets credit after it happens. For example, there's a quatrain supposedly about 9/11 saying, and a two tower shall shake or whatever and burn or whatever, smoke shall rise and for the new city. And a lot of people say that that's, well, that's what happened on September 11th. However, in order to prove your prophecies, no one ever came out before that and, you know, assumed that, you know. They always get the credits afterwards. So it's kind of hard to, you know, to scientifically embrace these or to actually say that these are actual prophecies. You know, they're written so so vaguely that you could put almost any kind of interpretation. A lot of people use those quatrains in order to further their like belief that Nostradamus was a great seer. And I believe Nostradamus had a very vivid imagination. I believe he might have, I've heard reports that he might have taken a little bit of smoked a little bit of herb at the time, since he was in horticulture. A little bit of herb that caused him hallucinations, kind of like peyote in the American Southwest does. And many people, you know, don't know about that, about Nostradamus, but he was a very reclusive man towards his later life, and he even supposedly predicted his death. But what he did, well, the first prediction that he did that gave him notoriety was that the King of France would die in a jousting match.
And did that actually come true?
Yeah, that actually did come true. And then after that, he became really, he became you know, everybody wanted to have him, you know, do predictions. And he did predictions about the, I believe it was the Queen of France. And she had, like, she had several kids, and he predicted that one of them, or three of them would die or something. And it turns out three of them did die or whatever, but
could just be a coincidence.
It could be. I've been studying Nostradamus for most of my life, and I can see where the skeptics come across.
Yeah.
You know, his predictions are so vague; it could be applied to anything. However, some of his earlier predictions, like for instance, the jousting match with the King of France, and the three of the kids of the queen dying. Well, that's kind of you know, seems more weird than just a coincidence. So, but he's been famous ever since. Some say he's predicted the first Gulf War, the Challenger explosion over Not, yeah, what's the Challenger?
You mean the Columbia?
Yeah, the Columbia explosion over Texas.
Yeah.
And the Challenger explosion. And some people say he even predicted the second Iraq war. So. But, you know, once again, it's like after the fact. People don't never come out and say, you know, before the fact, like, you know, something's going to happen bad here, and then it does. You know, that would give him a lot more credibility than it, the current people who give him credit right now.
Huh. Well, do you think that... I'm interested in his current predictions of, like, what's going to happen, like, within the next few years or within my lifetime. Do you think, or is there anything that shows that there's anything coming, or do we know, we not know about it?
Well, there are people, some people that say, like, there's an end-of-the-world prediction that's going to come pretty soon, and I believe it says that, like, the sky will turn black for many days, and pestilence and famine will come out, and the new leader, Mabus or whatever, that's M-A-B-U-S, shall arise and take over. You know, he'll be the third Antichrist. Some people say some people interpret his predictions as saying that Napoleon Bonaparte of France was the first Antichrist. Adolf Hitler of Germany was the second. And then the third one, whose name is Mabus, according to his quatrain, is the third and the last Antichrist that should rise up in the apocalypse, you know, the final days. But, you know, and some people haven't interpreted Mabus, which is spelled M-A-B-U-S, in order to be a combination of Osama bin Laden and George Bush. But, you know, that's kind of a far stretch right there. It's really a far stretch. I don't necessarily believe that that's what that means.
Is that kind of like an anagram?
Some people could say it might be an anagram, but like I said in that prediction about World War II, he said Hister. He didn't say Hitler, he said Hister. And some people will say, well, you know, that's Hitler, you know, but, you know, it's not spelled Hitler, you know. And some people say, well, he just installed a name or whatever and didn't know how to translate into his own language, but I don't know, I find it hard to believe.
I'm sorry, let's see. I'm out of questions for you, man. I'm sorry.
Well, I do have a couple more interesting facts. There's some people, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the Bible Code.
Yeah, could you talk about that?
Well, what the Bible Code is, it's some people and some, like, Hebrew and Jewish scholars and even some Christians have studied the Bible. They found patterns of words that seem to be in the same part of the book, and they happen to predict events. Like, for example, there's two towers, burn, George Bush, and, like, you know, but these are like a cross, or like one of those word puzzles where you have to look for the words, but it's just like a block of words, you know, just like a square of words or letters, and you have to, like, look diagonally up and down, sideways for the words. Have you ever done those before?
I actually have. Those are, like, way back in elementary school, though. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, what the people have done is they've taken the original Hebrew text of the Bible, and they've laid it out like that, and then they found in Hebrew words that supposedly translate into, you know, two towers burn. They found, like, Hitler, all kinds of things in there. But another interesting fact, and what they claim is that this is a divinely inspired by God to let us know, to give us hints about what's to come, and, like, all part of his master plan. But one of these people, many of these people don't know, is you could do the same exact thing with Moby Dick.
Cool.
The book Moby Dick, you know, I don't believe that, you know, many people don't believe that was heavenly inspired, but, you know, you could take almost any book like that, and you could find patterns of words that go together, you know, like that. And some people say that the Bible Code is so, the chances of that, excuse me, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm embarrassed.
It's okay, man. You don't know how many things have happened on this show that have been like that, so you're not the first.
I'm drinking a Gatorade here, and I just was talking, and I just let it out.
You don't know how many times that's happened on the show, believe me.
Okay,
my past guests have been very, let's just say, flatulent.
Oh my God.
So.
Well, anyway.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it does. But some people say that, like, you know, the chances of that happening are, like, so slim that it has to be, you know, divinely inspired. But, you know, you could find the same thing in other great works of, in the past, you know, like Jules Verne's 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Moby Dick.
So is this
Scarlet Letter, any kind of those books you can put together and you could find words that go, like, across if you... The way you organize the text, you can get different results.
To me, this sounds a lot like the Da Vinci Code.
It's, you know, Da Vinci Code, and actually that's a very good book. I would recommend you reading that if you haven't done that already. It's actually a lot better than the movie. But you know, it's kind of like that's what Dan Brown, the author of Da Vinci Code, gets his inspirations from, such things like that. He's a very into codes and the way they go. And if you read any of his books, I've read about four of them, and they all deal with codes, but they were all pretty good too, you know. But a lot of people think that the Bible Code is a way of predicting the future too, but once again, no one's ever come out of the Bible Code, put words together. And when you ask, and when they've asked people to do that, they say, well, you know, that you can't really do that because, you know, you can't give away what's going to happen in the future. Well, you know, I say, well, if you want to prove your point, then say something, you know, say there's going to be a huge fire in Siberia or something like that, you know. Come out and prove it, that's what I like to say. But I'm very skeptical on some of these predictions that people come up with. A lot of times people just like the romanticism of the thought of knowing about the future, but I think in all actuality, no one really knows what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, you can't. It's like in Back to the Future, you know, your future is what you make of it.
Yeah, exactly. Your future is what you make of it. Now, there's other things called deja vu and, like, time warps and stuff like that, but that's all scientific gibberish to me. You know, I've heard of things like that, too, but...
Interesting. I would actually like to talk to you about deja vu, because I seem to have that quite a bit.
Well, I don't really know a lot about deja vu. I just, you know... Some people have the theory that maybe time is loops on itself. It's not linear.
Well, I believe that. That's
you know,
plausible.
And even Einstein was kind of like dabbling towards that too, that, you know, time, space and time are not linear. In fact, this theory of relativity, you know, he proved that space and time can be bent around with large sources of gravity. But, you know, so time really isn't linear, but somehow maybe time loops in on itself, and that's deja vu, or, you know, a little bit insight. It's a weird sensation. I've experienced it before too, but I don't know much beyond what I just told you.
Well, hold on, Alfonso. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the UFM show. Thank you for I want to thank you for being on, and I want to give props to our graphic designer here at KUTE. She gave me some information. We're going to build a UFM page on KUTE.org or whatever. So.
You want me to stay on for longer?
Yeah.
Or do you want?
Yeah, we'll be back with you. So all stay right there.
Well, hello there. This is Billy Bob on Old I-70 down here by Richfield. I'm a frequent listener of KUTE Student Radio, and I wanted to promote KUTE, so I asked them if I could do a promo, and they said yes. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that KUTE is a very, very educational and valuable resource to our campus. Because we got such great shows on here that y'all should listen to them. Especially the Best Damn Crimson shows. Monday from 4 to 6. That's a really cool show if you like sports. If you're like me, you like football. So I like sports. The Best Damn Crimson show on Monday. And if you like zany commentary by two guys, listen to Ziv and Alex on Wednesday mornings behind the blue door. It's a good show. That's from 10 to 12. And if you like getting scared out of your mind, listen Thursday night from 8 to 10. It's the UFM show. They got some of the craziest guests on there. Man, I poop my pants every time I listen to that show. But that's not all that's on KU Student Radio. There's a whole buttload of other shows that operate every single week. Just go to KU.org and check out their schedule. And believe me, you'll find something you like, because as a truck driver driving around the country 24 hours a day, I find everything enjoyable on KUTE Student Radio. Listen online at KUTE.org, UTV 66, or 1620 if you live in anywhere in around the Union. Yeah, well, I best be going. I'm hauling rice cakes down to Big D.
Oh, man. Oops, wrong commercial. So we are back here on the UFM. Wow. I don't know if you were listening last week, Alfonso, but I have another preview that I found.
Oh, really? Was it the, I actually was listening last week since I knew I was going to be on this week, so I wanted to prepare myself for what the show would be like. But I did hear something for, I think it was Abominable or something.
Yeah,
like
that was the preview we played last week, and I found another one.
Oh, really?
This one's from a movie called P.T., The Perverted Terrestrial.
Oh, well, let me listen to it.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, let me just cue up the CD player really quick because it's on the same CD as that Duran Duran song. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Here goes the PT trailer, Perverted Extraterrestrial. And again, I find these online. I don't know where, I don't know who makes these, but they're terrible, but they're so fun to listen to. So have a listen.
This next summer, experience a movie you've never experienced before. A terrific story of a young man who encounters none other than an alien in his backyard.
What are you doing? No!
Ah! From the producer of Flaws and Raiders of the Lost Fart, and Academy Award-winning director of such films as Jurassic Fart and Shaving Ryan's Privates, comes a sequel to the critically acclaimed E.T.
What the hell is that smell?
This time, he's back, and he's better than ever.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast!
He's brought the whole army to terrorize Earth. And this time, it's for real.
You listen to me, mister. I don't know who the hell you think you are or what you're doing, but you just destroyed a building. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Tell me. You like sugar?
Are you sure?
Kill a few people, they call you a murderer. Kill a million, and you're a conqueror.
That's the worst thing I ever done. I made the father's face puke at home. And then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then this I made a noise like this.
Recommend Alert One.
They opened Disneyland in 1956.
Not be good.
Ian Harry.
But Jones, the Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists.
P.T. the Perverted Terrestrial, coming to a theater near you next summer.
Was that made by Trent and Mitch Productions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They need to give up on their movies.
I'm telling you. They're some of the worst movies, but there's also some of the funniest to hear in trailer form.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man. So, if you want to see a good movie next summer, go see P.T. That's what's coming out. There's a prediction right there. If you want to see a good movie, go see P.T.
What does PT stand for?
The Perverted Terrestrial, according to the website.
Huh.
It's supposed to be the sequel. It's supposed to be the sequel to ET. So I don't know. So I am looking up Nostradamus on Wikipedia, and I noticed something that they said that Nostradamus even predicted the election of George W. Bush.
Well, some people have said that.
It's called the Village Idiot hoax.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is a hoax. You know, the people come back and use his prophecies in order to say, well, hey, he predicted this, when in actuality, it could be mean something totally different. That's the problem when you're writing things like quatrains, which are totally ambiguous and could mean anything.
That's actually, according to this website, it's actually a hoax. So there you go.
Yeah, it was a hoax. There's been a lot of things done in his name that are considered hoaxes.
And according to this, the 9/11 thing was a hoax, too.
Yeah, I've heard about that, too. I've heard that is a hoax. But there has been one that says, in a new city, the sky will... The two brothers will fall, or whatever.
Yeah, in the city of God.
So the two brothers mean the two towers during September 11th.
Yeah, so, it says the third big war will begin when this big city is burning. Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's actually been movies made on Nostradamus, too.
Yes, there has.
There's been there was one actually that came out in 2000 and one that came out in 1994.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this is really interesting. I want to let all of our listeners know that if they have any predictions for next year, for 2007, please write us a message on MySpace, myspace.com/theUFM. That's myspace.com/theUFM. And I have a little thing myself. I was destined to be late to the show. There's my prediction.
Okay.
Because I went the normal route that I wanted to do from the dorms. I took a right instead of a left at a place I shouldn't have. I was like, gosh. But I got here anyway, so I don't know. People were doing the late show. Their show a little bit late, so that was my prediction. That's a stupid prediction, but... It came true. So.
What was that address for the UFM show on MySpace again?
MySpace.com/theUFM. That's /theUFM. With the word the in there. My parents seem to have a hard time understanding the word the.
Hmm.
So. Yeah. But we want to hear from you, and also when the phone lines open up, Alfonso's going to be leaving here in a little bit, we're going to be able to take your phone calls and your predictions for next year, because we want to hear these, and I've already got a couple that I want to read to you on air here. If I can find the page here, let's see. Jessica from Wyoming, this was prior to the show, sends us the prediction. It says, I want the Democrats to propose that we leave Iraq. And she says, I also want them to impeach his ass, you know, and I put Bush. But I think they'll just sit back and be as passive as ever. Is that a good enough prediction?
Well, it's not a far stretch. I'm sure that Democrats will try to push for us to pull out of Iraq, but I believe as long as George Bush is president, then that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another one I got from Lee, also from Wyoming, says Max will outsell PCs in 2007.
Well, that's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, I find
they're not going to come back with the iPod and stuff. So
well, yeah, that's true, but that doesn't automatically lead you to Mac sales. I mean, I was working on a Mac. I have to tell you, this is kind of a personal story, but I was working on a Mac all day today. For my animation class. It's the one in the animation stand area. That computer is a piece of junk. It's a Macintosh.
I have had experiences with Macs, too, that have been not friendly, so...
Yeah, and it's less than a year old. The only thing I can explain about it is that it was used. It's been used, you know, so much by students and stuff like that, so it's kind of worn itself out, but... Still, that's no excuse for what it pulled today. I mean, it froze up on me several times. It's never done that before, but just today. So, I'm a personal hater of Macintosh computers.
I can't really say I'm that fond of it either.
But anyway, I wanted to read to you some of the movies that are coming out in 2007. These are well known. These are not predictions. But I wanted to know really quick, before I read these, do you have any predictions of movies that will be coming out in 2007?
Well, that's kind of easy to find. You just look at, IMDb.com.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
Well, Spider-Man 3 is going to be a really big
yes.
hit. That's going to be probably the number one movie of the summer. There's a couple other movies that are coming out. One is called Zodiac, about the Zodiac Killer in San Francisco, directed by David Fincher. That's coming out early next year.
Mm-hmm.
That might one is going to be a surprise hit. Has Jake Gyllenhaal and Robert Downey Jr. I believe people are going to be attracted to that. There's also other movies that are coming out and they're going to be totally bad. there's like I heard a new Trent Mitch movie called Lizard Lane 3000. I don't know what it's about, but
I remember
I was actually looking
at
that site after you mentioned it yesterday, and I found the coming movies, whatever, looks pretty bad.
Oh, jeez.
And I also believe that Steven Spielberg will either direct the proposed movie he's going to do about Abraham Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
starring Liam Neeson, or Indiana Jones 4. And personally, I'd rather see him do the Lincoln biopic because I think Harrison Ford is getting a little bit too old to play.
Oh, I agree with you.
You know, he's getting a little bit too old to play Indiana Jones, so.
And I have a list here that also includes Sin City 2. Pirates of the Caribbean 3 is coming out, like, in May.
Yes, that's going to be the second biggest hit. I think Spider-Man is going to outdo Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Also, Ocean's 13 is coming out in May as well.
Yeah.
Shrek the 3rd is coming out in June.
That'll be the third summer hit.
Transformers is coming out on July 4th in the UK, according to this. I don't know when it's going to be released in the U.S., but that's one of the films. Transformers, I've seen previews for this, so I know it's coming out.
That one will flop.
Yeah, it's a Michael Bay film. It's guaranteed to flop. Fantastic Four 2. Oh, gosh. Enough already. The first one was terrible. Harry Potter and Order of the Phoenix. So there's another one that's going to battle for the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be a big summer.
The Simpsons movie is also coming out in the summer. And another movie that's coming out in the summer, Bourne Ultimatum, third in the Bourne Supremacy series, the Bourne series, the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, and now the Bourne Ultimatum. So. Oh, and Sin City 2, if I didn't mention it already, is coming out next year. So. And this 22nd Bond is coming out. The next Bond. So, I'm hoping those are all good movies. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's time for me to get going. So
yeah, you have a good night there, Alfonso.
And all the callers.
And it's a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate your research for our show and being on the show. I'm glad you came.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure to be here on your show.
So you have a very good night, and
All right.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Alfonso.
So now it's open lines. 801-585-3449 is the number. 801-585-3449 is the number to call. If you have a prediction for what's going to happen next year, it could be anything. It could be political. It could be comical. It could be the end of some particular actor's career, the beginning of some actor's career, or a very good film you think is going to flop, or something even out of the ordinary, like a UFO that's going to land in Salt Lake City and start terrorizing people. That would be cool. I've had dreams like that. Actually, I've had a dream where a UFO took out a dam and flooded Salt Lake City, so yeah. Yeah, there you go. And you can also send me a message on MySpace, myspace.com/theUFM, myspace.com/theUFM. That's where we'll take predictions. So, until then, we're going to be taking a quick little break. I've got some good music for you. I've got also got some Christmas music, because it is getting close to Christmas, and this is the last show of the year, hence why we're doing predictions. But, yes, I've got plenty of songs for you, and I've got commercial. We're going to play a quick commercial first. I'm sure you've heard these before. I just think these are hilarious.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Restroom Toilet Paper Refiller.
Mr. Restroom Toilet Paper Refiller.
Without your undying commitment, we might find ourselves trapped in a stall, armed only with our newspaper.
Oh, I need you now.
Like a brave soldier, you storm hostile territory, delivering much-needed supplies to your men.
Oh.
Should you leave one roll, or two, or perhaps that giant 10-pound super roll?
Keep rolling.
While others rest, you can't, because somewhere there's a guy with his pants around his ankles doing the bunny hop in search of a fresh roll. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, master of the men's room, because if you don't do your business, we can't do ours. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, I love those commercials. Absolutely priceless. Too bad they're taking him off the air. But, yes. Now's the time to call 801-585-3449 if you have a prediction for next year.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how they do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
A rancher was spotted a cow, a healthy young cow lay dead in a stubble field just off the road. And there has been an increased amount of animal mutilations in Montana, and they're not sure what is causing it. Since the 1960s, Montana ranchers have found dozens of cattle carved up in similar macabre fashion. So animal mutilations are apparently on the rise. In my personal opinion, it's not aliens doing it. I think it's something to do with the government testing lasers. It could just be me. I don't know. But we want to hear from you. 801-585-3449 is the number to call if you have a prediction. If you think you know what's going to happen next year, we're going to write them down. We're going to keep all of these on our blog, on the UFM MySpace blog. In fact, I'm going to start writing that now. So if you have a prediction on what you think is going to happen in 2007, whether it be political, whether it be entertainment, like the Oscars are going to burn down this year or something like that. I hope not. But or you just have a prediction on what you think is going to win the best picture. That would be a good one. I have a prediction that came in from Rapid City, South Dakota. It says we will all die of chicken pox in 2007. So there you go. There's an example of what you can say in your predictions. We will die from chicken pox. There's your prediction. Now that's going to be posted on the UFM page blog on the UFM or myspace.com/theUFM. So if you have any predictions, we'd like to add them to that. And I'm going to add the one before that talks about the Democrats leaving or proposing to leave Iraq. That one's going to be posted on the blog as well. And it appears we have no listeners tonight. I don't know what it is. There was a sharp increase in listenership this year on KU Student Radio, but it just dropped towards the end of the year. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's Thursday night. Maybe it has something to do with finals week is approaching and people are busy. That or they just don't know when to listen. I put up a ton of flyers this week, and I'm not sure why people aren't calling in. 801-585-3449 is the number. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the second hour of the UFM show where you get to open lines, where you get to call in and tell us your predictions. In fact, you can call right now really quickly. motels there, suddenly last summer, here on the UFM show. Got another one, another prediction, says, we will have to eat pudding because cows will be abducted by evil Hello Kitty aliens. That's from AM in South Dakota. Thank you for the prediction, AM. That goes along. We have two from South Dakota and two from Wyoming. That's pretty cool. So people from South Dakota must be listening. Give us a call, 801-585-3449, if you have a prediction. What do you think is going to happen in 2007? Here is some known dates about 2007. January 3rd, the 110th United States Congress will be sworn in. See, I just had deja vu right there. Right at that very moment, I had deja vu. That was interesting. I had a feeling I have been here before saying this very same thing. So the 110th United States Congress will be sworn in on January 3rd, and we have a caller.
Thank you for calling the UFM.
Yeah, I was listening to your show last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember you, sir.
Yeah, I was the truck driver. I called in about 1400 from Parowan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I had a prediction I would like to make for next year.
Okay.
If you've been keeping up on the news about the Middle East, they're saying that about three civil wars are going to break out in the Middle East.
Okay.
One of them is going to be in Iraq between the Sunni and the Shiites.
I think that one's already happening, isn't it?
It's already happening, but, you know, the government says it's not really, well, at least Donnie Rumsfeld said, you know, it's not really a civil war. It's kind of like, two different factions of a country fighting each other, you know.
Sounds like a civil war to me.
Yeah. The other one is going to be in Lebanon, with the recent assassination of the Christian diplomat, or the Christian leader guy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a civil war between Hezbollah and the other Lebanese that aren't associated with Hezbollah. And that's going to happen in Lebanon. And the third one's going to happen in Palestine.
Palestine?
I believe between Hamas and the people who are not Hamas. And I also have, there might be a fourth one too, in Afghanistan between the Taliban, but that one's going to be more like a reinsurgence of the Taliban, which is what's kind of going on right now. So.
Okay.
That's my prediction for 2007.
And, sir, could you please give me your first initial on your name?
I'll give you my initials. They're J.D.
J.D., and where are you calling from, J.D.?
I'm calling from Delta.
Delta, Utah.
This is where I stay at home for a while. I also have a home in American Fork, too.
Okay. Well, you have been added to the MySpace list of predictions, and we'll keep all those up.
All right. Well, I appreciate your show. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Poor guy. Sound like he was really tired. I hope you get some rest there, sir. He also sounded a lot like Bill Clinton, I must admit. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. Anyway, wow, we've got six predictions so far, so keep them coming, folks. 801-585-3449 is the number to call. What you think is going to happen, in 2007, JD just said three civil wars will break out in the Middle East, one in Iraq, one in Lebanon, between Hezbollah and Lebanese, and the third one will happen in Palestine between Hamas and Pakistanis.
Thank you for calling KU. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you have a prediction for us?
I do have a prediction for
okay.
you. Okay. Well, with our new Democrat-elected Congress, I think we will see the impeachment of George W. Bush.
Really?
I believe so.
Why do you think this is going to happen?
Now that the Democrats have the majority, I think they're going to do anything in their power to get this guy out of office.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I just think that's what's going to happen.
When do you think this is going to happen, later in the year or earlier in the year?
Probably sooner rather than later in the year.
Okay.
And I have one other prediction.
All right.
That is on the Super Bowl coming up.
Okay.
I think terrorists might try to attack the Super Bowl, but they will be unsuccessful.
Okay.
And the Chicago Bears will defeat the New England Patriots 35-31. That's my prediction.
35 to what?
31.
31, Chicago Bears. Well, go Bears. Thank you for your prediction. You have anything else to say?
I guess I could make lots of predictions.
Well, actually, I want to know your first initial in your name and where you're calling from.
My first initial is L.
L.
And my last initial is T.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Roy, Utah.
Roy, Utah. Been up there many times. Thank you. Have a good night.
Roy, Utah. I've been to Roy, Utah. So, terrorists are going to try to attack the stadium at the Super Bowl this year. That's Super Bowl 51. It's in Miami, Florida. And he thinks the Chicago Bears will win 35-31. So there's a good prediction for you.
KU Student Radio, how are you doing today?
Hi, it's me, JD, again.
Okay.
And I stumbled on your website, the UFM show, and I want to make a correction.
Okay.
I saw that you said that there's going to be a civil war between the Hamas and the Pakistanis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually the Palestinians.
Oh, Palestinians? Okay, I see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm going to talk to you later then.
Have a good night.
All right, bye.
Sorry about that. Boy, I just am not thinking tonight. Anyway, it's corrected now. So, yes, we have 6 predictions that we've received so far tonight on the show. 801-585-3449 is the number. You can just call in and say, like those past couple of callers have said, anything. You could predict basically anything, like there's going to be a nuclear meltdown, or hopefully not, but there's going to be a nuclear meltdown somewhere. There's going to be tons of inversions here in Utah, as there have been in the past couple of days. There's tracks is going to be built or whatnot. I mean, we'd like to hear anything that you think is going to happen in 2007. And we'll post it on the MySpace blog, which is up right now and fixed. Sorry about that. So, 801-585-3449 is the number, 801-585-3449. I wish they had that 585KU. That'd be really cool. I don't know if it really is or not. I don't think it is. But you can also send us a message on MySpace, myspace.com/theUFM, or post a comment or whatnot, however you feel fit to leave us a prediction. We'll post it on the blog, and your prediction will be on forever.
Thank you for calling KU.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
I got a prediction for you.
Okay.
Well, you know, all the weather has been all crazy, like, lately.
Uh-huh.
I predict record snowfall in Utah this winter.
Record snowfall in Utah. How many inches do you think?
I think it will cripple Salt Lake City for about a week in January.
Really?
I believe so. I think we're heading that direction.
Yeah, these nasty inversions are making me mad.
Well, snow would clear that up a little bit, but...
will cripple...
But if you get that much snow, nobody's going to be able to drive around.
Yeah, and the transit systems and stuff will stop and cease to exist or work. So that would cause...
It'll be closed for about a week.
That will cause, if that's going to happen, I cannot spell January. January.
So you better stock up on food.
And
water.
Could you please tell me your first initial and where you're first and last initial and where you're calling from?
My initials are AP.
AP?
And I'm here in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, thank you. So, wow. I can actually see that. That is actually more possible than these actually past predictions that we've been getting. Record snowfall, because last year I remember there was like 7 inches in 2 hours or something nuts like that, particularly up here at the U.
So expect something like that to happen, but 24 hours of that.
That is going to be nuts. I'd actually like to see that happen, because I'd like to go skiing.
And I do not work for the National Weather Service. I just want to state that.
Oh. Is that all you have to predict for us this evening?
That's all I got for you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Wow, record snowfall in January. I could see that happening. That could easily happen here in Utah. I mean, there's been record snowfalls all over the place, including my hometown of Wyoming. Yeah, I live in Wyoming. But, yes, 801-585-3449 is the number to call if you have a prediction. We've got 7 of them. And I'll just repeat those really quick. We will die from chickenpox. That was from Amber from South Dakota. I want Democrats propose that we leave Iraq. I also want to impeach Bush's ass because I think he'll just sit back as... But I think they'll just sit back as ever, referring to the Democrats. That's from Jessica from Wyoming. Macintosh computers will outsell PCs in 2007. I find that hard to believe, Lee, who is from Wyoming. We will have to eat pudding because cows will be abducted by evil Hello Kitty aliens from AM in South Dakota. And 3 civil wars will break out. That's from JD in Delta. Thank you, JD. He's our frequent listener. I wish there was a way we could reward our frequent listeners, like free tickets or something. Like, that'd be nice, like free ski passes. In fact, the K website is advertising free ski passes, and it says go to the Cork Room. And the Cork Room is up here, right actually next to the studio. But why don't they give free ski passes to the actual employees of the station? Maybe they do, I don't know. And also, our other predictions, getting back on subject, George W. Bush will be impeached earlier in the year, and at the Super Bowl, terrorists might try to attack the stadium, and the Chicago Bears will win 35-31. Those terrorists, by the way, will be... The attack will fail. And record snowfalls will cripple Salt Lake City for a week in January. That's from AP in Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you, AP, for calling. And we have another caller.
Thank you for calling, Kate.
Hi, I wanted to make a prediction.
Okay.
I think that Tomcat is going to get divorced.
You mean Tom Cruise and Kate, whatever
yes.
her name is?
Yes.
Katie Holmes. That's right. Do you think this is going to happen fairly soon, or?
Yeah, probably. I'll give it a few months.
Wow, I don't see that one coming. Tom Cruise is kind of a hardhead. I actually had a dream last night with both of them in it. They were staying in the hotel I was working for.
Really?
It was pretty funny. I was like a desk attendant. I was like supposed to carry their bags to their room or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know why I have strange dreams either with Tom Cruise, and especially Tom Cruise, because I don't really like him all that much.
Yeah, well, I just think he's not a very smart guy, and I think Katie Holmes can do better than...
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise should just give up. He's had his run of good movies. Now he's just getting too cocky, and I don't like
yes.
that. So, could you give me your first initial and last initial and where you're calling from?
That would be DW.
DW.
And I'm calling from, California. Southern California.
Southern California. Southern California. Thank you very much for your call and your prediction. And
okay.
I can see that one coming too. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Tom Cruise is going to get a divorce from Katie Holmes. That was interesting, because I just had a dream about that last night, that you would bring that up. It's a coincidence. It was a prediction. So now it's going to happen. We all know that. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's just a question of when, whether it's going to happen in 2007 or 2019 or whatever. Wow. We're just stacked up with calls tonight.
Thank you for calling Katie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Do you have a prediction for us tonight?
Do I have another Hollywood-related prediction for you?
Okay.
This has to do with Britney Spears.
Okay.
I have a feeling a mishap will happen to Britney Spears sometime this year, and she may get seriously injured. You know, she's gotten kind of crazy lately now that she's single and she's always out drinking and...
And hanging with Paris Hilton?
Hanging around with Paris Hilton. I think it's going to get her into trouble.
Yeah. She should start wearing underwear, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. You can look in the tabloids. Or not the tabloids. It's actually real news.
Yeah. I've actually read that online earlier today.
So you think Britney Spears...
I think she's going to cause some trouble for herself. And her old man, I guess, K-Fed.
K-Fed?
He's probably going to be living in a dumpster by the end of the year.
Be living in a dumpster. I'll put that down.
That's my prediction.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
I can see K-Fed living in a dumpster. That's a good one. That's classic. Oh, I forgot to ask where that guy was calling from. If you get this message, if you can hear me, call back and tell me where you called from. Otherwise, I'll put informed in the entertainment business person. So, there we go. Sorry about that. I forgot to get where you were calling. And it would really help me out, guys, if when you do call, tell me your first initial and last initial and where you're calling from. That way we can get a record going here on MySpace, which it's already building up. The past couple ones, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes will get divorced. I can see that coming. I really can. And it's interesting to predict these kind of things because chances are you're going to be true. I mean, like I said, you know, you never know when it's going to happen, but it's kind of a given. I mean, look at how the age difference between Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, and look at his radical views. I mean, I hope that he hasn't corrupted her already, because she was nice before this whole stupid business. She's probably corrupted now. I'm never going to get married to Katie Holmes. Anyway, 801-585-3449 is the number. We've got to take a little quick break. You can call during the break, and I will put your comment on the MySpace, and I'll read it on air as when we come back from the break. But we have got to take a... Whoa. Before we go on break, we have a phone call.
Thank you for calling the UFM.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I have a prediction for you. I heard the last caller talking about Britney Spears, and I just want to say that as far as Paris Hilton goes, I believe that she will contract some kind of venereal disease, and it'll be very vicious, and it will spread among all the Hollywood elite pretty fast, and then there'll be a huge epidemic, and then there'll be an actor's strike by the end of the year, and therefore next year's Oscars, the winners, or actually 2008, the 2008 winners will be like movies like Harry Potter will win like best screenplay and stuff like that, and Spider-Man 3 will win like best original sound and script. So it's because of all the actors on strike because of Paris Hilton.
So all of this is caused by Paris Hilton.
Yes, because she'll contract a very bad, nasty venereal disease, and she'll probably get it from Kevin Federline. So.
I don't doubt that.
And I also have another prediction as well.
Okay.
This one's about San Francisco. They're going to legalize gay marriage again. And Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres are going to hook up, and then they're going to get married again. I mean, they're going to get married. And But then Anne Heche will get really mad, and she'll move in with them, and then they'll adopt Melissa Etheridge's baby, and they'll try to have another baby, but then David Crosby won't. They don't donate his sperm anymore, so. That's my predictions for 2007.
Could you get your first initial and last initial?
My first initial is H.
H?
And my last initial is G.
And where are you calling from?
I'm currently calling from San Francisco. I used to attend University of Utah, so every once in a while I'll turn into a KU to see what's on, and I happened to have heard your show before, so I want to listen tonight to see what the predictions were going to be. So
I appreciate the listening. I appreciate you keeping track of the show like that. I hope you listen to us next semester.
Okay, well, I hope you're on next semester, because I really do like your show.
And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
San Francisco. It's 8:23 there in San Francisco. It is 9:23 here in Utah, and we've got to take a quick break. After the break, we're going to take your calls for predictions. This is a funny song. You know, the singer of this song is my cat's favorite singer. My cat loves Michael McDonald. Why, I don't know. Why my cat likes that song, I have not a clue. We have another prediction that just came in as soon as I can pull it up. MySpace. Why is MySpace edited so bad? Anyway, the U.S. will start to severely enforce deportation of illegal aliens and strengthen the border, which will lead to riots and other violent protests. Now, that is a very good prediction. That is a very, very good prediction, I must say. Wow. Because we've already seen some of the fallout from that. We've already seen, like, the day of protests that happened a couple of months ago. I can't remember exactly when it was, but we've already seen stuff. We've already seen the fallout from this whole battle for immigration. I mean, America was built on America was built on immigration, and here we are shutting ourselves out from the world. Anti-American. So the phone lines are open. You can still call in and give us a prediction. 801-585-3449. And P.S., I would really love a ski pass. That would really help. I am a poor college student. I can't afford going skiing, you know. So if you have a ski pass, I would love to have it.
Can you student radio?
Hello. I have some predictions.
How's it going?
It's going good. I got some predictions for you.
Okay.
I'm thinking of bands that are going to make it big this year.
Okay.
The band that I saw lately at this little club in Hollywood, they were called Coalflatch.
Coalflatch? Okay. How do you spell that?
I think they're going to make it big.
How do you spell Coalflatch?
C-O-L-E-F-L-A-T-H.
Okay, just like it sounds. All right, and you think they're going to make it big?
I think they're going to make it big. They're producing an album, and I'd watch for it to go platinum just about in the first week. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them before, but I think once they hear their sound, they're going to be really impressed.
I have heard a few of their songs.
I've heard, when I was up in Salt Lake City, I've heard them on your station, and that's why I mentioned
it. I've played some Coalflatch in the past, so I'm not sure about them going platinum, but I'm not sure really about where they're going. I have no idea, so that could be true.
I saw them lately, and it was a standing room only crowd, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been a concert to see. I wish I could see them in concert, because they are a really good band, I must admit.
Yeah. You got to kind of, like, know somebody to get tickets to their show. They're pretty famous now, even though they're not hit the real big time yet, but they will next year.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see on that one. We'll keep this up. So, have a good night.
Wait.
Well,
I got one for you.
Okay.
Well, there's this other band. It's called the Minor Canon.
Okay.
And I think they're going to make a big team.
Oh, I can see that one. I've heard them, too, as well. All the way up here in Utah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's what I got for you.
Where, could you give me your first and last initial and where you're calling from?
My first initial is B.
Okay.
My last initial is M.
Okay.
And I am in West Hollywood, California.
West Hollywood, all right. Say hi to Hollywood for me.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you for that call.
Hollywood is one of the places I have yet to go. So... Wow, one right after the other. Thank
you for calling, Kate.
Hey, how you doing? I've been listening to your show here for quite some time.
Okay.
I wanted to make a couple comments. That last guy, you sure he wasn't in the movies? He sounded like that guy that Little Big Man.
He sounded like, you mean...
Big Man, you know?
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
That could have been him. He was from West...
That was a real character. I thought that story was based on a real character.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Sounded like Dustin Hoffman. I'll have to listen to that when I hear the archive.
Yeah, but I got a couple predictions.
Okay.
There. Yeah. You know, you was talking about that Britney Spears, right?
Uh-huh.
I have a prediction within the next month her video will come out.
Okay.
With her and Kevin Federline, like Paris Hilton.
Okay.
I think she's doing this for a publicity ploy.
You mean like an explicit video?
Yeah, like a real explicit. You know, like Pamela Anderson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This is radio, though, so we have to keep it censored.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I predict she'll also wear underwear next time.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Yeah, I do, too, because I lost my eyeball. I lost the left side of my eyesight when I saw that.
it's not just a pretty picture.
No, it was not for a young girl like that. Whew! Dang, I've seen sheep better than that.
And
but anyways, yeah, this night I wanted to say make a couple comments here. That Notre Dame stuff, I think that's BS. I just think that's really BS.
Really?
I don't believe it at all. I think it's just how people interpret it. I don't know if you had any expert on your show, but
well, we did. We had Alfonso the first half of the show, and what he was talking
about—Alfonso,
who's he? Alfonso Ribadochi.
Ribadochi, never heard of him.
Yeah, he's a famous in this field, actually.
Sounds like some troop from Italy.
No, he was actually from Hollywood, or from, I forgot where he was calling from, sorry.
Yeah, well, but anyways, I think that's a bunch of garbage. How many, have you ever gone through the records and seen how many predictions have ever come true?
I haven't actually, because they're not actually published on anywhere other than a book.
And if they were true, then you would think that the world would be different here. Like, you ever heard of Edward Casey? He was a guy back in the 30s and 40s who would go into a trance and predict the future about certain aspects. Now, he was supposed to be pretty accurate, but
I
read a book about him I kind of forgot a long time ago, but I don't think hardly any of his predictions came true, so
and
I'm not necessarily a true believer.
One of the things that Alfonso said is that it's really up to your interpretation, and also that it's after the fact that they come out with these predictions.
Right, exactly. I could predict that there's going to be a report that some guys are going to have an independent committee and tell Bush to get out of Iraq.
Yeah. And see that will probably happen.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, but that's after the fact as well.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's where I think all these predictors come from. These I can't remember what the lady Dixon and I can't remember what some of them other ones are.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
But I just think it's a bunch of blahooey.
It's still fun to predict, though. I mean,
I can predict my cat's going to use that cat box.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he does. He does every day. He fills it up pretty good.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I just, you know, you're speaking of Michael McDonald. He's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from college days, my cat likes him, too.
Really?
But he doesn't like that one song. He likes Taking It to the Streets.
Awesome. My cat loves that song, too.
And he'll just watch him from behind, and his little tail just shakes back and forth. He dances to that, man.
That
one song that you just played, he kind of shakes a little bit. His butt goes back and forth there, but yeah, he likes to take it to the street.
That's funny. I've never known any other cats to like Michael McDonald.
Yeah, the only other sad thing about it, though, is he likes Mariah Carey.
Oh, jeez.
I know. He likes that high squeal, and I'm not really sure.
Is your cat? I can't say it on air. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to say, but my cat, he's not too bright, man. He's just
my cats usually aren't bright.
He's like them cattle out there in the field there, you know?
Yeah, out in Montana.
Yeah. No, I said Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where you're calling from?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Could you give me your first and last initial, please?
B and J.
BJ from Wyoming.
Yep.
Any particular part of Wyoming? Because I'm actually from the state.
I'm up there by pretty close to like the Red Lodge area in a small little town called Oilfield.
Oilfield?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
There's just two of us out here.
Oh, okay.
We have a post box office though.
That's cool. It's like, have you heard of that other town, Lost Springs, over by Lusk?
Yeah. What's that?
It's got like four people in it.
Yeah, I know. I travel through Wyoming there, and you know, I go through Natrona. That's got two.
Uh-huh.
It's on 220 there. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I don't know Natrona. I used to live in Natrona County.
Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you, that's my prediction, that you'll wear underwear.
That's good. That's
okay.
Save society.
Well, you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yes,
Britney Spears, please wear underwear. We don't want to lose our eyesight. The phone lines are now open again, 801-585-3449, if you have any other predictions you would like to get out before the show is almost over here in 20 minutes or so. I said we were going to extend it. We're probably going to extend it about 5 minutes. So 10:05 is the last moment this show will be on the air this entire semester. Well, it has been a good semester. We've had a lot of good shows, and they're all archived, by the way. I might remind you, on the UFM page on MySpace, they're all downloadable, and they're pretty good quality, actually, compared to the last show I did last year, the morning movie show, Friday mornings. That was a lot more fun, or it was not a lot more fun. This show is a lot more fun, because paranormal rules. So if you got any more predictions, give me a call, 801-585-3449. Is the number to call if you have any predictions or any strange occurrences have happened in the past week you want to talk to us about, especially cow mutilations in Montana. That's been on the rise, apparently. And the food keeps getting worse and worse in the Heritage Center. That's been on the rise. I don't mind saying that on air because the Heritage Center is absolutely terrible. The food here in the Union's a lot better. I don't know where I got on that subject, but that's just saying. I'm just saying. Yeah. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. I'm going to play a holiday song since it is pretty near the holidays. And you guys should recognize this one if you've seen funny movies. Okay, if you don't know where that's from the film Christmas Vacation, one of the best Christmas movies ever, one of the funniest Christmas movies ever. Anyway, the phone lines are still open, 801-585-3449 if you've got any last-minute predictions, calling right now.
Thank you for calling, Kate.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a little more morbid predictions.
Oh, okay. We can accept those as well.
I'd like to predict some people I think that are going to die during the year.
Okay.
2007. How about Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis. Is he the guy who hosts the telethons?
He's the guy that hosts the telethons.
Okay.
What about Fidel Castro?
Fidel Castro. That's more like will die. He'll die. I'm sure he will.
He's not too far off.
In fact, yeah.
Another one who's not too far off, Ariel Sharon.
Ariel Sharon. I don't know how to spell that correctly, but...
I think he's in a coma, actually.
Yeah, that's the last I heard of. I thought he was dead, actually.
He actually isn't, but, you know,
okay.
He's not far off.
So you'll think he'll die next year?
I do.
Is that all you have for your predictions?
I got some more, actually. I got
okay.
A whole list of them
okay.
For you.
Well, keep going.
Okay, how about Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas? Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be sad.
Well, you know, he's got to be, what, about 90?
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah. He's getting up there in years. Let's see. Bob Barker's getting pretty old.
I think he's retiring.
Yes. Maybe he won't be able to stand not working and kick the bucket.
I don't know. That's hard to predict. When I would hate to see him go, though.
I'd hate to see it happen, but, you know.
It's coming.
It's one of those things you just don't know. And Charlton Heston's another one.
Okay.
He's getting up there.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was in Bowling for Columbine, and he looked terrible.
And one that might be a little surprising, but actually not surprising at the same time, just because he's a young guy, but he's also sick, Michael J. Fox.
Really? You think he's going to die?
He doesn't look good.
That would be a big loss. I would hate to see him go, because he's one of my favorite stars. You know, one of my favorite films is... do you think he'll die of Parkinson's?
Definitely.
Okay, one of my favorite films is Back to the Future.
Yep.
So I would hate to see him go. That'd be a terrible prediction. I hope that one doesn't come true.
I hope it doesn't either, but...
But nonetheless, yeah, it's a prediction, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
Could you give me your first and last initial?
First initial is W...
Okay.
Last initial is W.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm in South Salt Lake City.
South Salt Lake City. Guy's got good theaters down there.
All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good.
That's terrible. Michael J. Fox, I hope he... Oh, man, now I'm sad. I mean, it's still a prediction. That's the thing, though. It's still... It's a possibility, but I don't believe he's going to die. I don't think he will. I'll have to look him up, though, on Wikipedia really quick. The phone lines are open. 801-585-3449 is the number to call. I hope Michael J. Fox doesn't die. That's terrible. He's too young. What is he like in his 30s? 40s? 40s. Yeah, it doesn't say much about him getting worse or anything. I hope he doesn't die.
Thank you for calling Kate.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple predictions.
Okay.
In light of the last person's death predictions, I have one more to add to that. And he's a young guy, too, but he's just asking for trouble. Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, will be assassinated in the year 2007 by some radicalist in Venezuela, and it'll destabilize the country. And the further cause the drug war to be
mm-hmm.
lost in there, and guerrillas will take over Venezuela, and they will still keep the anti-U.S. sentiment going on.
Yeah.
I also have a prediction about China.
Okay.
China's going to start bullying and building their military missile force along the shore opposite of Taiwan, and they will pressure Taiwan even further to rejoin them, because China views Taiwan as a rogue state.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to pressure them more, and U.S. might have to get involved in a little skirmish, which could develop into a conflict in 2008. It could lead up to that. Just depends if our leaders keep their heads cool.
Mm-hmm.
And North Korea is going to also keep on messing around with nuclear weapons. They're going to test another nuclear weapon this year.
That's really likely.
And it's going to cause China to try to develop the nuclear weapon too. Not China, it's there, but I mean Japan. And this is going to infuriate Bush more. Condoleezza Rice is going to give up on the talks. And we're going to start doing a naval blockade of North Korea. And Iran, by the way.
Okay.
Iran's going to get a naval blockade in the year 2072. And I'm expecting you might be able to see something that looks like World War III by maybe late 2007, early 2008.
That's kind of scary.
Yep. And if it does happen, they're going to do a draft, because
mm-hmm.
there's no way with our military. So, and it's going to be people from ages, 18 all the way to 35, and they're not going to discriminate against the poor or people employed. They're going to call. If you click call, you're going to have to go. Otherwise, you're going to have to jump the border with Canada. So it's going to be pretty messy here in the coming years.
I think I'm going to move to Canada.
You'd be a draft dodger. You couldn't run for president in the future. But.
Oh, well. At least I wouldn't be fighting a war that's pointless.
You wouldn't be a model American either.
I'll be a model American.
But anyway, I'm from Draper.
Draper?
Yep, down here in the Southern Valley. My initials are TJ.
Say that again.
My initials are TJ.
TJ?
TJ.
From Draper. Okay. Thank you very much for your prediction.
Bye.
That's kind of a scary one, the draft. Yep. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I want to be a draft dodger, but I just don't see the point of fighting a pointless war. I mean, even if World War III has a good enough cause, then yeah. But the Iraqi war right now, just it's stupid, pointless war. That's a big prediction. Hugo Chavez will be assassinated in 2007. China will start building military forces opposite Taiwan. U.S. will get involved, might lead to a conflict in 2008. North Korea will certainly, this is definitely going to happen, test another nuclear weapon. And Japan might attempt to build a nuclear bomb. Blockades of North Korea and Iran by the United States. The person TJ says World War III by 2007, or late 2007, early 2008. Scary predictions, folks. Kind of makes your stomach turn to hear that kind of stuff, but that, then again, you never know, it might happen. So, there you go. There's your predictions. 801-585-3449 is the number. You can still give us a call. We have 7 minutes left in the show. Otherwise, I'm going to play a song.
Going to play a song if you're not going to call.
Something I've not played yet. Okay, I brought a lot of songs this time. Okay, here's another commercial, actually. We'll play a commercial, then we'll play a song, unless we get some calls.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Dishonest Cable TV Hooker Upper.
Mr. Dishonest Cable TV Hooker Upper.
On any given day, somewhere between 9 and 4:30, you arrive ready to bring us the world. And for an extra 20, you'll bring us porn.
Naughty, naughty boy.
Hey, you've already got the van and the jumpsuit. Why not get into criminal activity?
Just a naughty boy.
After all, what are they going to do? Throw you in cable jail? So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, manhandler of the Scrambler, because isn't it about time someone hooked you up?
Mr. Designer's Cable TV hooker up.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's an interesting fact. The lead singer, or the singer in that commercial is actually the guy, that the lead singer from Survivor. I got a message that says Michael J. Fox is 45. Appreciate that. I'd still like to get a ski pass, though, from this other person who sent me a message. Do you hear me? I want a ski pass. So I'm a poor college student. I need a ski pass would really help me out. That's sad, though. Michael J. Fox is only 45. Of course, his best-known work was probably in Back to the Future, and his show, God, I can't remember, Spin City. That's right. Gosh, terrible. Not kept myself up to date on that kind of stuff. 801-585-3449 is the number to call for your predictions. We got a few more minutes. We can take a few more. So we've got some interesting predictions tonight. I'm really, really proud of you guys for sending in your predictions. These are really interesting.
Thank you for calling, Kate.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I got a prediction kind of following in the footsteps of that guy before that had those death predictions.
Okay.
I predict that a major television news anchor, possibly Anderson Cooper or somebody like him, maybe Nancy Grace, will die in Iraq in the next year.
Like on a mission, or?
They'll be out by doing a story or something, and then they'll get caught in a crossfire or something like that. It's going to be one of these big name people like Brian Williams or Anderson Cooper, Nancy Grace, or maybe even Bill O'Reilly if he isn't too chicken to go there. I heard he's never been there.
Well, we'll certainly hope not, but it is possible it happens. It has happened, so.
Yeah, maybe even that loudmouth Michael Savage, but I doubt he's probably too afraid to go, too. So.
Yeah, I know who he is. Not a fan of him.
Yeah.
It's
got to be somebody that takes chances, like Anderson Cooper. That's
yeah.
Focus again.
He was going nuts during the hurricanes last year.
Whenever something's going on in the world, like you turn on the TV a day later and he's there. Like he's in Afghanistan and he's in Singapore and he's in Iraq and he's
yeah.
in Lebanon. He's everywhere.
You know, it's funny. He actually looks like an older version of my brother.
Oh, yeah. How much older than your brother?
I don't know. He's like probably 20 or 30 years more older, or if that. I don't know. I don't know, actually. I'll have to look him up on IMDb.
Well, you know, in 20 years, maybe your brother can be as famous as he is.
Hope he doesn't do the kind of stuff he does, though, hosting shows and going nuts everywhere. And we're in the eye of the storm.
Yeah, he's always in the middle of whatever's going on.
I think his show's annoying, too. Like, the beginning, particularly, where he turns around on the platform, it's just kind of cheesy. But, yeah, he's in his 40s, early 40s. Actually,
yeah.
He's 40 this year.
Oh, and I also had a correction for you from before. You were saying Michael J.
Mm-hmm.
E?
E?
P as in...
Poop. Okay, P.
And I'm in Park City.
Park City. Is it cold up there?
It's a little cold.
Yeah. You guys don't have the inversion, though, so...
No, but nice skiing weather.
Mm-hmm. I really wish I could go skiing. You know, somebody would give me ski passes, hint, hint.
Santa's coming around the corner, so you never know what you'll get.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Yep. Because I got an email telling all of us DJs here at KU to start announcing that they have ski passes in the cork room. Why can't we ourselves get one? That'd be nice. I just need one. I would like to go once. Skiing at least once a year. That's what I do anyways. Gosh, I'm pathetic. I really like Brighton, though. But anyway, back on subject. If you have any predictions, call in 801-585-3449 or send us a MySpace message, myspace.com/theUFM. Wow, I noticed the KUTE. The MySpace page for KUTE is online right now. That's rare. Hopefully they're listening.
Give me some free ski passes.
I'll send them out to my listeners. I swear. Stay the course. Well, that's another thing I was going to tell you guys about. If, do you think it's right for us in Iraq to stay the course the way we're going? Okay, even I know Bush has even admitted that we're going the wrong way. He even admitted after he said, okay, stay the course. So he's basically a hypocrite because he was calling Kerry back in 2004. He was calling Kerry a flip-flopper. Here he is changing his mind.
Thank you for calling Kerry.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was listening to your early predictions, and I heard you just talking about George Bush in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that George Bush still has a little bit of amnesia or whatever. I don't think he's going to change course right away.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they had this new report out that gives them recommendations that just got announced yesterday, I think, you know, he's going to try to stay the course a little bit longer until finally in the middle of 2007, I'm predicting that he's going to have to admit that he was wrong and he has to change the course. But by that time, I believe that, you know, Iraq's going to be so bad off that, you know, they're not going to be able to recuperate. Could I go into a full-blown civil war?
Okay. Why do you think we haven't stayed the court, or why do you think Bush is wrong?
Well, I think he made some went in there just with a bunch of Aryans, and he wasn't thinking it out. He never thought out the plan. He just thought he could just go in there and shock and awe them, and they would all fall into submission. But you know, no one ever does that. You know?
No.
He obviously never learned from Vietnam. He never went to Vietnam, so what?
Yeah,
Texas.
He was a draft dodger, wasn't he?
No, he didn't dodge. He joined the Texas National Guard, but
yeah,
some say he didn't really serve it that well either.
Well,
that's what Dan Rather got fired from CBS for that kind of thing. But,
oh well.
But you know, I think that you know he's going to keep his same kind of stay the course mentality until about the middle of the year. By that time, he's going to have so much public outcry. Yeah, it's gonna force him to like accept the changes recommended in this report.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe he still there's some people who still say that we're winning there. I think that you know, I don't know obviously how we can really win this. I'm not a military strategist, but we gotta do something different.
Yeah. Otherwise it is gonna become the next Vietnam.
Yeah, you don't want to get bogged down in that.
No. So could you tell me where you're calling from?
I'm from Tallulah in Utah. Tulare. It's just west of you.
Yeah. And your first and last initials?
R.S.
R.S. Thank you very much, R.S.
All right.
R.S. Have a good night.
Yep. I predict he's going to stay the course as well. Stay the course. Typical Bush. Anyway. That'll do it for us here at the UFM show. It is 10 o'clock. I want to wish you guys a very, very happy holiday. And I hope you guys, if you're driving home, say to Wyoming or say to Idaho or Nevada or Colorado, wherever you live, if you're driving anywhere, just drive safe, okay? Because, well, if you're a Utah driver, learn how to use the accelerator first. That's just nothing. But, yeah, drive safely. And have a very good holiday, and I wish you guys the best New Year's or whatnot. I'm trying to... Anyway, I've got to get out of here. I'm starting to fumble up this thing. End of the show. It's been a great year here at KU Student Radio. Of course, we have ASU's ass on us. I mean, we have ASU on our ass. And we are pretty much axed as far as funding, so... Oh, well. ASU, you won. But you know what? Oh well. Anyway, have a good night and have a good holiday, and we will see you back hopefully next year here on the UFM show. Keep up to date on the UFM on our myspace.com/theUFM. We will post. We have posted almost all of these predictions that were called into us tonight and sent to us. And you can still send them. We'll post them even if you still send them after the show at myspace.com. So have a good night. This is the UFM show. I'm Justin from the University of Utah, KU Student Radio. This is the UFM show. I'm trying to find a song really quick. Gosh. See how prepared I am. Yep.
It's now 10 o'clock in the Mountain West on KEAT Student Radio.
This has just been a UFM show on the Skiboy Radio Networks. In other words, KEAT Channel 66, KEAT.org in 1620, and DXFM 99.9 on East Campus. Thank you for listening to the UFM show. Archives are available online at ubstudios.com shortly.
Be sure to tune in next week. Unknown things are going to happen.